It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who can't figure out if it's really time to start the show again for a new year. Let's be honest, one of them didn't get out of bed. It's Patch. It's just me.
It's you?
It's just me.
Did he really not get out of bed?
Nope. He wants everybody to believe his hang on, his air quotes, Jeep won't start.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the case here.
It isn't.
No, he didn't show up.
He didn't show up. You know, if I didn't show up for work, I'd probably be fired.
Well, we'd take away your $1.380.
Oh, there's that.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
welcome
everybody.
To the big program. Good morning. Yeah. It's 9:01, 59 minutes to the top of the hour, 1 minute after. That's right. I just pulled the vaunted triple time check on the big program.
And that's...
I've got two cups of coffee here.
Two cups.
Coffee. Coffee. Air quotes, coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
It's good to see you in person, finally.
It is good to see me in person. I guess we could even show me off a little bit here. Hey, everybody. Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of them days, isn't it?
It is. So how was the holidays?
The holidays were awesome. I gotta admit, the holidays were great. I enjoyed hanging out with my niece and nephew. The whole social thing on the East Coast, though, with the holidays, you know, I got in, jet lagged. First thing I go to that night is a party with 10 couples with kids, and I'm the sole single guy that's kidless.
Yay!
East Coast holiday parties.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least there was lots of booze.
Okay. Now I'm failing to see the problem in this situation.
Jet lag, booze.
Oh, okay, there you go. We want to say a big hello and happy new year to everybody who's joined us in the chat room, which you can get to if you are watching us live via patchandswitch.com. Just click the chat now button, or of course, tlk.io/patchandswitch. We've got MKEO77, my man JK, Joe Kelly. Super Tech Boys made it. Oh my goodness gracious. Heather Fitzpatrick in the house. Fantastic to see her. Our buddy John Kowski's made it. Kevin Hoyle's made it. Vizio MVP is here. Probably hungover after watching Canada lose to the USA yesterday in the World Juniors. Didn't want to rub that in or anything. Fair Britt is with us. as is Tom Kupka. Our buddy from Chicago, Mr. Kupka. And did I miss anybody? Mr. Beckman. Did I say hello to K.O. Beckman? He's here.
I don't remember, but yep, there we go.
He is here. Heather says it's the Patch and J-Shock show.
Yes, it is.
He keeps not showing up. We're going to actually change the show.
It's the Patch and Audio show. the Audio Patch
yeah,
show?
Yeah, Audio Patch show. Yeah.
There we go.
Did we say hello to Fairbrit? Did we say hello to
yes,
our Essex?
We did.
Okay,
we did
all right.
Say
just want
to
make sure.
The Essex girl.
The bad thing is as people are talking, it moves the order around. And
I know.
It, yeah.
That's the one thing I don't like about Tokyo. But you know what? It's free.
Mr. Beckman says it's 37 degrees just south of Atlanta with 87 feet of snow pending, or as the real world calls it, 2 to 4 inches. But two to 4 inches in Atlanta is about 87 feet.
Exactly.
Let's see. JK, my man Joe Kelly, minus 14 degrees yesterday when skiing at Steamboat. Why? I mean, I grew up skiing. I don't know that I ever skied. We pretty much said no once it got sub-zero.
There were a couple times in Montana
Fahrenheit,
that I skied
that is.
When it was between negative 10 and 10. So I can't say. I mean, I've done it. I was stupid, though. That was college.
You know who's actually in the chat room?
Who's in the chat room?
I think Patch is in the is in the chat room. He says he's waiting for AAA. I'm not buying it.
I am not buying it
because he sent an email saying, I'm really tired. You might be doing the show by yourself tomorrow.
See, I didn't get that email. I did take a look. I was not included on this thread. So,
Joe, like 20 inches of powder. Ooh.
Ooh. I'd go for 14 below for 20 inches of power.
You know what the good thing about skiing in 14 degree, 14 below zero Fahrenheit is?
What's that?
The lodge.
Yes. True.
Because the drinks are really good. Drinks are very good. With that amount of snow out there.
And Peter just said he lived just north of Charlotte. If there was even a chance of snow, they shut everything down. That sounds like Seattle.
Well, now understand, snow in Seattle is not generally the problem. It's when said snow turns to ice and there's these hills.
Well, it's
and we don't use salt on the roads.
It's not the snow or the ice. It's the drivers that we have problems with here in Seattle.
Good point. Good point. Kyle Beckman says they've shut down early. Closed at noon today. Whole team is, quote, working from home.
Working from home.
A.K.A. listening to Patch and Switch.
Hey, weren't we working from home last week when we did some Rainbow Six Sieging?
No, that was network testing.
Oh, network testing.
Yes, yeah, network testing. that was probably one of the highlights of the long holiday weekend, getting back to playing video games. Rainbow Six Siege, which we play 1 week a year.
Yeah, it seems like.
Well, we had quite the crew going. We had a couple of full five-member team games
and stuff.
Going out and getting rid of bad guys.
Uh-oh.
Nerd Pile comes in and says, no, Rick, this should be called bait and switch.
Wow. Shots fired. Is it really, though, bait and switch? I mean, is it really?
apparently, he tunes in for Rick. I mean, at least somebody does, you know?
It's nice. I thought it was just the Canadians. Nice to see.
Super Tech Boy says it's not the ice. It's the sudden stop into another car / object. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct there.
So is that like skydiving? The problem isn't the fall. It's the quick stop at the bottom.
Quick stop at the bottom. goodness gracious. So happy New Year to everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody had a fantastic holiday. The judgmental fat man, good to you?
He was more... Wow. I was like... My dad's been gone.
I saw
for
that
a few
on the
years.
Internet. I had to use it. I'm like, oh my gosh, Santa, the judgmental fat man. I love it. I'm going to use that.
He wasn't as good to me as he was to my niece.
Yeah.
He got her an iPhone 7, first one in the family.
Wow.
And then her first comment, where do I plug in my headset?
With the adapter.
With the adapter.
MKE077 just bought Siege for $20 on the Xbox site 20 minutes ago. Nice.
Yes. So we might have another member of the team.
Heather Fitzpatrick says, we have a lot of that white stuff. It's called sugar sand at the beach.
Ooh, shots fired.
I need Florida. That's what I need. That's what I need.
You just want mouse.
The holidays. Yeah, Santa.
Yeah, how's Santa for your family?
Well, of course, the kids spoiled rotten, as they
of
normally
course.
Are. Yeah. The hot item this year was workout clothes.
Workout
because
clothes.
I've got two dancers.
Oh, okay.
In particular. But, oh, look, I have to restart my computer soon. And I'm not going
to
do it.
You want me to jump in and block that for you?
Yeah. Thanks, MSIT.
Yeah.
But particularly oldest, who's on the high school dance team and essentially
awesome.
Lives in dancewear because they have practice 6 days a week.
6 days a week?
Oh, sorry, 5 days a week. Every Ooh. Day but Sunday and Monday.
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of crazy. Frederick Pork, good to see you. Sorry, late. He was on the ice teaching his 6-year-old to skate. Oh, fantastic. AZ Growler guy has joined us, so big hello to the
fellow Rainbow Six
yes,
Siege member.
The Siege team member.
Except he's the one that always has to leave early, it seems.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he has to, like, work.
A newbie, I see Philip Flint has joined us, and I do believe Philip Flint is a newbie, so hello, and welcome to the big program. Well, it's been 10 minutes. We've been in the show about 10 minutes, so we might as well get things kicked off. The
sure.
show has several segments, 4 or 5, I don't know. I lose track every week. Let's start it off with From the Trenches, which are stories from work, the things that you're doing in your day job. Feel free to join in the chat room as well.
Exactly.
What are you doing besides making it so that my computer has to restart in the middle of the show?
Well, lately I've been moving a lot of our systems from on-prem to Azure.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Some SharePoint on-prem to SharePoint Azure,
no.
or just normal systems? Just moving
normal
them?
Systems.
You're just picking them up and throwing them in the cloud?
I'm just picking it up and throwing them in the cloud.
Lift and
fast
shift?
As I can.
What happens when they drop? Gravity still works, right?
Gravity does work, but the nice thing is it's like Inception. You can turn gravity around and make it go a different direction.
We have that technology?
We do.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, wait. I wasn't supposed to talk about it. I need to go back and bleep this show now? Darn it!
Yeah, like the last show. Because
oh my goodness!
Switch was getting mouthy.
That's one way to call it.
Yeah, exactly. Super Tech Play says he's doing Office 365 tenant to tenant migrations.
Ooh.
It's tis the season, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is here's a question for, we're in the front of the trenches story. What is the percentage, I'm curious, what is the percentage of people who are, who completely do change control freeze, nothing happening during the holidays, and then the percentage of people who do all their major projects during the holidays because people aren't around?
Good question.
Asking the chat room, so you, they can respond and we'll answer. I know there is a 10 or 15 second delay as we're talking here, but...
Yeah, I know for a fact that MSIT goes into a heavy lockdown. In fact, retail IT starts in mid-November.
For sure. If you work in the retail industry, and I've been at my day job, we've got a lot of retail customers that we've been doing some work with. We actually published a set of guidance of documentation that's available for retail deployments of Azure AD Premium. And it's based off of a lot of the work that we do with some of our retail customers. So that's kind of cool. So Super Tech Boy says it's about 50-50. Let's see. Switch seems to think that he did something related to holiday time crossover change control with regards to leap second. So are you aware that we actually added an additional second this year?
I was not aware of this.
Yes. So on New Year's Eve, and I believe it was around 4 p.m. Pacific time, perhaps earlier, you added a second.
Really?
Yeah, a leap second. I guess.
I didn't.
Earth is spinning. I don't know.
Have we slowed down the Earth enough?
We did.
Quick, everybody run faster to speed it up.
Fair Brit says, major freeze unless your data center UPS blows up on Christmas Day. Then you have to work 24 hours in order to shut down the data center to replace it.
Ooh.
Ouch.
That one hurts.
Yeah, that one hurts.
Actually, I was chatting with her during that, and I know she had a major call out for adult beverages. possible.
Bring them. Bring beer quickly.
Bring beer quickly.
Speaking of beer, Tom Kupka says change freeze. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, our friend from Chicago, I got some pretty cool presents. One of them is an awesome hoodie from our friends over at Revolution Brewing there in Chicago. And then the ultimate present that I got is a fantastic t-shirt. You'll see it later in the summer when it becomes t-shirt weather.
It's perfectly fine out right
now.
Yeah,
it's only 20 degrees outside
under
Fahrenheit.
Under sweaters and
yes,
jackets.
Exactly. but from Tito's Vodka, and it's actually, has like an outline of the state of Texas, and at the top of the panhandle is there, you know, they do the copper screw top. So that was pretty cool.
That is awesome.
That along with the copper mugs for the Moscow Mules, which appear to be the drink of choice over the holidays for us anyway.
It was.
We went through... 1.75 mil bottle of Tito's.
Wow.
Over the holiday break. Yeah.
Now, I know on my red-eye flight to New York, I actually somewhat may have polished off a few of the vodkas on the Alaska Airlines flight to try and get asleep.
took care of it?
Yeah. A lot of vodka cran.
A lot of vodka cran.
I figured cranberry, it's Christmas time.
But there you go. Of course. Kyle Beckman says, once the students are done, grades posted, there's a flurry of maintenance updating licensing on their Office 365 users. And then you flip that to Phil, who says, CR freeze here on the basis that no one in the techie world wants to come in and fix stuff if it goes wrong.
Good call, Phil.
But he did say it took him years to get everybody to agree that the work will still be there when they get back, but time with the family won't, which is fantastic. Now, I take a break. I was actually out, apart from coming in and doing the Passion Switch show before the holidays, I was actually out the entire time, a couple and a half weeks.
That
was awesome.
I was out from the Thursday night through Monday. So I took the week between Christmas and New Year's off for the first time.
Peter and Art are talking, not Moscow Mule, but Kentucky Mule, going for bourbon, if that's your thing. But everybody knows I'm a vodka guy.
Yeah.
Always have been. I don't know what it is. And you guys didn't really do anything, kind of change freeze everything? Nothing major happened? Or?
Oh, no. MSIT did a major change freeze because it's not only the retail season, but it's also quarter-end close, mid-year close, all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. The financial thing.
Yeah, the whole financial thing. So, yeah, like SAP, they couldn't do much starting November, so they've been working on other projects.
Nice.
In fact, we've been working on cloud stuff with them. They're moving almost all their app layer onto the cloud, and then we're going to take a look at the core.
Oh, nice.
Core is going to be fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I've spent some time. I'm writing docs, publishing, making sure that we get documentation published, doing some updates to some documentation. We do have one of the projects that I'm working on is you know that little thumbs up, thumbs down, or was this article helpful, yes or no, at the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
When you go to docs.microsoft.com articles. So we pay attention. J-Shock's mic sounds a lot quieter / muffled. I'll fix it in just a second. When you're talking again and the camera's not on me. I'm actually in charge of helping raise the scores of the AD documentation, and so we have a hot list of documents that haven't been scoring well, and we've actually pulled 3 articles off of the hot list.
That's
so
cool.
That's success, yes.
And are you not only pulling the articles off, but are you, I'm assuming you're probably going through and making sure that it's a little bit improved documentation, find out.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the main things that we do is we check an article for freshness, making sure it's current and up to date. And then the other thing is, there's a pet peeve of mine, and I've discovered this since I've come into this new role and taken over the project, or as our friends in Canada would say, program.
Project.
I said program because I just was reading the chat room. Anyway, one of the things that drives me absolutely crazy is if I open up a document in that first section without me scrolling, I can't see, here are the 5 things that you have to do, or whatever the number is, to accomplish the task that you're going to the article for. Unless it's an overview article, I need to see those 5 things right in that top section.
Gotcha.
So that's been one of the things I've been rampaging about.
Can totally understand the rampage.
So we turned your mic up. So hopefully that should be good.
Can everybody hear me?
Hello? I can't. I don't. I got my headphones in. Let's see.
You can hear me anyway.
Oh, I can. Yeah, well, I'm in the same room as you. You're definitely louder, that's for sure. Big hello and happy birthday to my main man, Mr. H. Jit, Harjit, our side of Non, the official patch and switch side of Non. That's what I call him. It's my nickname for H. Jit. So Harjit, hello and welcome. Super Tech Boy says that you sound better.
Excellent.
So apparently you weren't sounding good before.
I need a lot of work to sound better. That's for sure.
In all honesty, I'm what, 4 days back, 3 days back?
Yeah.
It surprised me that it was Friday already, because we're on a short week this week with the New Year's holiday. Following on Sunday, we were off on Monday, so.
Right.
And then the fun part was, I apparently had actually taken Tuesday off as well.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
At least according to my oof and the time card system, I had actually taken it off, and I showed up and I'm like, oh.
Well, that sucks.
Oh.
Did you go home?
No, I did email. I did email.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. Harjit became an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
A most valuable person.
Yes.
We always knew that Harjit was an MVP. He's just an official Microsoft MVP now. So congratulations there.
I think Heather did too.
Yes, I do believe I saw that. I thought she was one. I don't think this is her first.
Oh, okay.
But she was re-awarded. Let's see. Peter says he did the same thing. He took Tuesday off, and then, not that it matters. He's still eating 5 days of vacation. I lost 3.
Well, see, the problem is if you eat 5 days of vacation, I mean, that's going to add a ton of weight. It's better to try and...
It's better just to work it out.
Just to work out, yeah.
Okay. My buddy Chad's joined us. Are you not playing hockey, Chad? Normally you're playing hockey. Oh, wait, he has a day job. Every time I see his Facebook updates, he's playing hockey or his kids are playing hockey. It's pretty cool. He's another friend of ours of the program from the great city of Chicago.
Chicago.
Around Chicago, the greater Chicago area.
Got it. Nice to have him with us.
Let's move to the second segment of the show. Let's talk about, do you want to talk about beer money? Let's talk
sure.
about beer money.
Oh, yeah.
So you went back east.
I went back east.
You went back to the Easterlies. You went to the Jersey Shore, right?
No, I went to Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island's a ways from the shore, isn't it?
It is. And I was on the North Shore of Long Island. The North Shore.
How come you don't talk funny? If your family's all back there, how come you don't talk funny?
We're from Seattle.
Okay, so why Long Island?
My sister moved back there. My brother-in-law used to work for Cablevision, now works for Charter Communications.
Ah.
And my mother moved back there because she's going blind.
Oh, well, there you go.
And wanted to spend time with the grandkids. She's actually enjoying it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's really liking it. I get back there. First thing I immediately do when I land, get over to her house. You know, I have this problem with my computer. Yes, Mom, I'll fix your computer.
There was a fantastic photo that was shared on the social medias, and I think I shared it as well, which is kind of it's a close-up photo of a PC with an iPad, an iPhone, another device, mm-hmm. all of them in various states of rebooting, updating. You know, and it's, yep. it says like an IT guy's Christmas or something like that. I thought that was pretty funny.
I tried to convince my sister after, you know, Santa delivered the iPhone that we should probably update it for her. And my sister's like, just let her do it. I'm like, okay.
Nerdpile says that accent's really something but nothing to do with Chicago. Well, sorry, Ned. I disagree because I've dealt with plenty of people both in New York and Chicago that have funny accents. But it's always, I go with the exaggerated Saturday Night Live version of the accent.
It's the right thing to do.
There's some beer talk going on.
There is.
Some Yuengling being consumed. Frederick just opened a DIPA.
DIPA?
What the heck? People are all talking about beers and drinking. Wondering
that never happens in our chat rooms. What are you talking about?
No. Yeah. So Super Tech Boy thought it was a Wisconsin accent. That's a little different. I don't know that I could do a Wisconsin accent.
Wisconsin,
right? I don't think I can even do it. So you did some beer money support for the mom. Did anybody else needing some beer money support?
Lots of people.
Did you have to set up
questions.
The phone that your niece got? Were you?
No, she took care of it. My sister knows better than to ask me about doing any iDevices.
okay.
In fact, my nephew had a problem with Office on his. Back, and she's like, so how do we fix this? I'm like,
I don't know.
It ended up being a bad profile in Mac OS.
They have profiles?
They have profiles, I guess.
So it was a bad user profile?
Bad user profile.
Really?
She blew away the user profile, everything was fine.
I wouldn't even know where to go look at that.
I wouldn't even either. So.
Maybe I'll learn that someday.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll figure it out.
Maybe.
Let's see. I did no beer money IT support.
That's not a bad
at
thing.
All.
That's no. Hold on. Weren't you one of the people trying to help Danny open up his firewall to play Siege? Were you throwing?
No, I think I was just throwing insults.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So our buddy Dan, what's he using? Is he using an airport?
He's using an airport extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty friendly. I thought they were supposed to be pretty easy to use. Is that not the case? Or?
They are friendly unless you're trying to game with it.
Oh.
There's lots of posts. I actually went out and looked. There's lots of posts about people saying, don't get an Airport Extreme if you want to game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you own a console of any ilk.
So it's not the UPnP thing, right? Because like Xbox One UPnP doesn't really do anything, right?
It tries to use UMP. It's better to use UPnP, but you don't have to.
Right.
The problem with the Airport Extreme is you have to put the device into the DMZ, and not only do you have to put the IP address into the DMZ, you have to remove it and then put it back in every time you basically start up the device. It's stupid. He's working with Rick to get a different firewall device.
Well, actually, he just piped up saying he's going to give Dan his old R7000 Netgear now that they have the security issues sorted out.
So exactly.
Why he's in the chat room and not here?
That's a great question.
Why he's even listening to the program and not here? Told you he didn't want to get out of bed.
It's because they lost last night.
That's exactly right.
He's a sore loser.
That's right.
Very sore loser.
That's right. He couldn't stand that the USA junior hockey team beat the Canadians in Montreal, in their house. But anyway, I can't tune to hockey yet. Hockey season for me does not begin until after the NFL season has ended. So another month.
Another month.
We have another month. I can't believe how rapidly it's gone. But Texans division champions in the playoffs.
Yep.
Playing the Raiders. Nice.
Playing the Raiders.
On Saturday. So we'll talk. We'll get to that. We'll get to Saturday. Cause
we'll get to Saturday.
When we start talking about this stuff.
Yep.
Let's see. Heather's just talked, shared a brewery with checking out in the Boston area. And it's Lord of Hobo Brewing. That's a really cool name. Lord of Hobo Brewing.
That is really cool.
Chad asked who my favorite hockey team is. Well, I so it goes back to when I was very young, and a team out of Minnesota drafted a kid named Mike Modano, a U.S.-born player.
Fell
in love with the North Stars. They moved to Dallas. It's the only team in Dallas that I acknowledge exists, and that would be the Dallas Stars.
Yes, I've taken gruff from a friend of mine up in Vancouver who's actually a Calgary fan, because I am a Vancouver fan, Canucks fan.
Yeah, you're a Nooks fan?
I grew up here in the Northwest.
Oh, yeah, you got to go up there to the north there and take care of that. It's kind of a, I think I slipped into a Chicago accent again.
You did a little.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Half the Patch and Switch show is boycotting the Patch and Switch show, Mr. Super Tech Boy. I don't know why.
That's it.
He says he's protesting his unfair censorship. His unfair censorship. The fact that he dropped a four-letter word that should not be on
Channel 9.
On Channel 9.
Yes.
He says it's unfair. And I was here.
Yes.
I was sitting in this chair right here, and I heard him say it. It was far from unfair.
Very far from unfair.
Yeah, very far from unfair. Oh, you know what else I did over the holiday break? Can I be random?
What'd you do?
It's a random show. I can kind of go wherever I want. I cooked a hell of a lot of meat on the smoker.
Oh, okay.
I started one evening. We had a get together with folks, so I did 3 racks of ribs and 2 whole beer can chickens.
Nice.
The chickens were amazing. Now, beer can chicken, when you do it, it's generally made from pulled chicken because the skin becomes almost inedible sitting low and slow. Mm-hmm. I like to cook chicken higher when I'm smoking it. The ribs were awesome. Then I did something that I've been threatening to do for a long time, which is I cooked a brisket. I cooked a 12 and a half pound USDA choice brisket. USDA prime brisket.
That's a bit of a brisket.
Holy crap, it was good. Mm. I honestly was surprised at how well I did. Now, I did overdo the very first couple of inches of the point.
Gotcha.
It was overdone. You could tell. You could even you just looked at it and you're like, "That we're just going to cut that off. We're just going to get rid of it."
Yep.
Sorry, of the flat.
Yeah.
The point, I've actually chopped up and sliced up parts of the point and frozen it and in little individual servings, and I'll just pull it out and just sit and nom on it. It's so good. It's so good.
We have somebody coming up with all sorts of excuses in the chat room.
Yeah? Is he trying to justify? Again, he could come to the room.
And
come walk right in here.
And talk.
And talk.
And tell us.
There's a microphone sitting right there where in fact, I would even move over to my normal seat because
we have plenty of space over there. Right over there.
Yeah, plenty of space. In fact,
come
there's
in.
Other cables here and 2 additional microphones in case there was a situation or a problem.
There are.
Plenty of cameras.
Of camera angles since we finally got all of our cameras back.
Frederick Nilsson went to school with Tommy Salo. Tommy Salo used to play for the Utah Grizzlies, AHL team.
Oh.
At the time, actually, they were IHL before that was merged into the AHL. I watched Tommy Salo win the Turner Cup, go undefeated the last 18 games of the season in order to make the playoffs because they were, like, dead last, and they went undefeated, went on this run, and then just went running all the way through the playoffs. And in the Turner Cup final, it was Game 7 overtime. Tommy Salo makes one heck of a save. Flurry of activity down there, and then deflects the puck away. The Grizzlies go on a breakaway. A slap shot from the point from Jeff Sharples.
Nice.
Number 8, one of my favorite defensemen. The other goaltender let off a big old tasty rebound, and one of the forwards was there to jam it home. Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy stuff. Yes, he's a goalie if you aren't into hockey. And I just went right back to the 80s or 90s.
90s. We were talking about 80s and 90s before
We were actually playing 80s music earlier. Because I kind of earwormed J-Shock, and I thought I'd be nice and play the song so
born
that
on
you didn't.
Mexican.
Yeah, a little wall of voodoo action, Mexican radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Put the Channel 9 robot behind the mic. Would love to hear what it thinks. No.
It We've has actually, no comment.
No, no
has
comment.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah.
He can never neither confirm nor deny anything that's happening on here. Peter says, with the wonders of technology, how can he not be tapped in remotely? It's his choice.
It's his choice.
We could exactly. put him on. We can link him up. We've done Skype from, like, the islands.
Lopez Island.
Yes.
We did it from Lopez
We've
Island.
We've done it from Lopez Island. We can do it. We can do it.
We've got the technology.
But he won't. He refuses.
He's just a sore person right now.
I guess. I don't know.
I think he didn't like the loon sound.
Oh, is that what you edited it with?
Yes.
Are you serious? I haven't had a chance to watch the show back.
No, no. It's
because you just posted it yesterday.
Yes.
So
because it took that long to figure out how to get that edited.
Yeah.
Because somebody kept saying, oh, I'll help you edit it. No problem.
Super Tech Boy has a great idea. If his Jeep is really down and out, we can have the AAA guy on the show.
That's an awesome idea.
Right? It's troubleshooting. He's troubleshooting the Jeep.
Exactly.
It's an IT problem, right?
Exactly.
Heather Fitzpatrick says, let's bring the Patch and Switch show to the MCT Summit. Where's the MCT Summit this year?
I have no idea.
It's here, we can actually bring MCT here to the studio.
But we have to blindfold them and drive them around Redmond all sorts. But we can do it.
Well, we've got that white panel van.
We do.
Yeah, where we just pull up and you just say, walk down the street, and you just pull up, throw
pull
a hood over
and say,
you.
Candy. Wait a minute.
This is why you're not allowed to talk.
Oh.
This is why we can't have J-Shock on the show. Oh, my gosh.
It's in Bellevue at the Embassy Suites.
Peter wants us to be at Tech Summit in Chicago. Okay, I will agree to Tech Summit in Chicago, but only if we can do the broadcast from Revolution Brewing. Either the restaurant or the brewery. I'm good with either. I love the brewery, but the restaurant's fantastic, too. The popcorn. It was the popcorn, the bacon.
Oh, God, yeah.
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 Bacon fat popcorn, right?
We're hearing, instead of offering candy, either beer or free Wi-Fi in the white panel van.
Only if the Wi-Fi works.
Only if the Wi-Fi, well, don't let Switch near it.
Exactly. Have you random spent lately? I want to talk about
random spent like crazy.
What have you bought?
Well, I bought something a while ago and it finally came. That Giro suitcase,
Oh, this is the suitcase that I found at a Kickstarter and then passed it along.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts? Is it
my God.
So it's everything that you thought it would be and more.
Yes. The super large wheels.
Yeah.
Make it easy to take around the airport and Long Island Railroad and all sorts of things.
Oh, because you went from the airport to the train?
Yeah.
To get there?
Yeah.
Why don't I take an Uber?
Because the roads in New York suck.
Ah.
It's gotcha. Easier to if
Is
I'm
this a, easier to train?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So at JFK, they have an air train that goes from the terminals over to Jamaica Station. Then you can catch a subway or Long Island Railroad. Well, I just go out on the Long Island Railroad to my sister's house, basically, about a half mile away.
Neil Sly just said in the chat room, I can make a Chicago distillery happen. That's fine if it's CH Distillery.
Yes.
Because that would be my second favorite place.
In Chicago.
We had
a fun Thursday night at CH Distillery.
And then we had a fun following Friday night after you had already left.
Yeah.
So every time we've gone to Chicago, whether it be pre-Ignite, for Ignite, and then, of course, I've been there since, usually the first night we head over to CH Distillery. And the last three times that we've gone to CH Distillery, we've tasted the whole menu by ordering one of everything on the menu.
Yes. I remember finishing off a couple of drinks for Denise.
Yes. No, that never happened.
That never happened. Oh, yes.
Super Tech Boy is that. So going back to the Giro, is it Giro?
Giro.
Giro.
Yeah.
The Giro suitcase. Is that the one? Yes. If that's
it has a battery pack. Yeah, it's got a 24,000 milliamp hour battery pack in it.
So you can charge your phone once with that, right?
No, I actually charged my iPhone twice and it went down to 87% on the battery.
Yeah.
On top of it, it does have an output to most every kind of laptop power input.
Oh, so it's got the adapters already there?
Except the only two it doesn't have in their little package is a Surface 3, 4 Surface Book They're shipping that to me now.
So that battery is powerful enough to charge a Surface?
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
No, I am kidding.
That's awesome.
The other thing it had is a tracking, it has a little tracker thing that you can put into it, but then you can pull it out and put it in anything. You can find it on Bluetooth up to 50 feet, or you can also, it has a GSM modem on it, and it'll report its GPS position every 2 hours.
So I didn't know it had the GSM on it. Is that an addition that you added?
No, it's there. You have to pay for a subscription for that.
Oh,
but if you don't travel a lot, you just turn it on for a month when you travel.
That's awesome.
Because they have a 1 month subscription as well as a 12 month.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So you can just turn it on when you're traveling. Oh, that's awesome.
The case itself has wire. The USB wires are built in, so the USB ports are on the top of the suitcase.
Yeah. So you can just connect.
Plug
right
it in
there
on the outside, or you can have it inside and plug it in inside.
That's so awesome.
It is.
That's awesome. And it's carry-on size.
Carry-on size fits perfect. And because of the wheels, the way they're positioned, you get about, I would say, 2 or 3 inches more space inside.
Yeah.
So I was able to carry everything, no problem. And it's super light. Oh, my goodness, it's so light.
Yeah, I'm jealous now. I wanted to. It was funding, right?
I've got one.
Oh, I thought you had sold that to somebody.
Nope.
I
still have one.
There you go. Super Tech Boy asking cost on that bad boy. You got this in a Kickstarter, so it's probably more expensive now.
More expensive now. I think it was $298 with the battery packs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
It's like $250 at the time. It was $250 without the battery, $290 with the battery. They weren't charging much for the battery packs. Now they're going to charge. It's going to be probably $400 to $500.
Just ballpark the monthly subscription for the
$5.
Oh, shut up. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly. Worth it. That's worth it.
Worth it.
That's awesome.
We don't care about your UKEG.
So our boy HJIT said his beer money or his random spending has been going into home automation.
Mm.
Have you jumped into the home automation space yet? Have you looked at that?
No, because I have to get the furnace fixed first because it's like freezing.
Was your furnace dying?
I've got an electric forced air furnace. Ooh. And it's got a dual breaker in the main breaker panel.
Yeah.
The fan breaker is just fine, but the heater element breaker keeps popping every 2 minutes. So my house is freezing cold.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. And I need a... My problem is I need to find an electrician.
So there's several services.
I understand that. I tend to use personal feedback from friends.
No, I hear you.
Nobody's had any electrical work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
So smart things, connected light bulbs, etc. Harjit, what standard did you go with? So there's different standards, right, for the home automation stuff. And I forget what they're all called. I just know that there's different standards for the different types of things, and they don't always work together. That's all I know on the home automation.
I know there's like
different
home
ones
kit,
with the lights and
there's a whole bunch. You know, I got to do a whole bunch of other stuff to my house before I do home automation.
Yeah.
make the kitchen usable.
Do you know how to cook?
I do know how to cook. I've got a usable kitchen, but it just sucks.
Zigbee. HJIT said Zigbee.
Okay.
He went with the Zigbees. I've started investigating because one of our fellow members of Beer Team 6, Mr. Bruce, has been redoing some stuff.
Oh, God.
So they got a new home did a ton of work, here you go. JK knows. I gotta give a big shout out to my man Joe Kelly because he's been helping me out, and I'll get to my random spending in a minute. But my man Joe Kelly has been helping me out with a ton of questions. I've been bugging him on Facebook all the time, and so I gotta give him a big shout out and tell him thank you. But he says, here's all the major tech: Z-Wave, Zigbee, Clear Connect, etc., etc. Different hubs, most of them cover them all. Now, I'm really interested in the Philips Hue series of lighting because I want to put one in the studio.
Yep.
I'm torn between doing that, where I can actually, kind of have some control over it, versus the running strips of LED lighting, which is also something I've investigated in because there's some fairly cheap, $30 for
exactly
a gazillion feet of LED lighting, and I can just kind of run it.
Run it wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But the Hue lighting is kind of cool.
Peter has a good point, though. No home automation. Haven't you people seen The Matrix, Terminator, and Battlestar Galactica? True.
Yeah, the robots take over. Some crew are using Wink Hub 2 as the base as well. JK says smart things in Wink. Let's see. I've been looking at it because you can get it. I have seen some good pricing on the Philips Hue stuff, but
yeah.
The other piece that I truly want to automate, the garage door. just having the garage door left open. It's really driving me crazy right now with how cold it is because I do store my boat in the garage. Even though it is winterized and ready, it's like, why are we exposing it to the temperature? It's been below freezing here in the Pacific Northwest for 4 days.
It's typically horrible,
does not do that here.
Right.
Hue stuff is normally very pricey. It is, but you can find good deals on it. If you find good deals, you can get into it. I have finally settled on the wireless replacement in my house now. The same problems that Switch had. I just wanted better coverage and some more flexibility than what I could get. So I did a ton of research, and I posted it on the social medias last night before to talk about on the show, is that I finally got the first piece of my Unify kit from Ubiquiti.
Oh, really?
I got the AC Pro wireless access point.
I will be getting
the security gateway today. The drivers from the Amazon should be showing up for that. And then I have been on the fence about the cloud key because I can just run the controller in a VM. Mm-hmm. Actually, the other thing that I want to do is they've got instructions on how to make it work up in the other cloud service. I'm going to figure out how to make it work in the Azures and probably blog it. Just because that's the kind of geek person that I am.
Of course.
But got the USG. The other thing is I was perusing their forums. I'm really interested in getting their switch.
Mm-hmm.
Their 8-port switch. It's a smart switch.
Yep.
The challenge here being, it was $199 for the one that they had out. So they've actually created a 60-watt version, which only has, I believe it's 4 ports of the switch have PoE.
Okay.
So the other one, all 8 ports have PoE. I don't need it. I only need it actually for 2. Right now, I'm only going to use 1 access point. I'll be adding another one if necessary later on down the
road. Cover the rest of the house.
Because right now, just the little N66U Asus that I'm running covers the whole house. I can stream 5G in every room.
Nice.
Stream over 5G in every room. So I think I think 1 will be good, but 2's better.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about doing the switch, and I did see that they now have an 8-port switch, 60-watt, that has been in beta, but it's just now starting to ship. I saw a few retailers have it. So as soon as one of the Amazon retailers pops up with it, or Amazon themselves pop up with it, that's what I'm going to be buying. So gotcha. That's this weekend's project, is that I'm going to be getting the Ubiquiti network set up at home.
Mm.
Super excited for that. Joe Kelly's answered a ton of questions for me.
Nice. I've been looking at the Ubiquiti to replace my access point, and I just want an access point. I don't want the combination access point router because I have a Starro security gateway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've got a, and now that you actually have a portable CD, DVD reader, you can actually update here.
Yes, I did. Now that I can burn CDs again.
You still haven't found Rick's, have you?
No. Rick still hasn't found mine.
Oh, sorry. Rick, yeah. Yes, Rick has.
Well, it's now his. Merry Christmas there, Switch. You get a USB CD burner.
Yeah. So there's talk going on about the AC1900 for T-Mobile, which if you're a T-Mobile customer, you can get it fairly cheap.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of posts out on various websites to talk about how you can flash it, different firmware. And then the question is why, the Super Tech Boy asking, why is T-Mobile doing it? Their Wi-Fi calling? Yes.
Yeah.
It's Wi-Fi calling. Or their home hotspot.
But yeah.
You can, like I said, you can flash it, you can get it back to factory and get rid of some of that stuff. Because it's got some QoS settings and stuff that put the voice stuff ahead of other traffic. So.
Right.
I'm thinking about doing some QoS.
Are you now?
On the Ubiquiti system at home. Probably just some light QoSing. Is there such thing as a light quasi?
Yeah,
I mean, the main thing is that there's a lot of streaming that happens in the house at various times.
Yeah.
And the streaming is always done over Wi-Fi, which is fine. So what I want to do is I want to prioritize the traffic coming hardwired from either my studio or from the Xbox.
Oh, yeah. Definitely have to have the Xbox.
Right. And particularly to the Siege servers, right?
Exactly.
If they actually are online.
Oh, don't even start with me on that. I tried playing the other night, and the Siege servers are like dropping every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So you're getting crap for CDs. Do people still use it?
I know.
Yeah. Hey. Optical on laptops, you know. Tape. I broke out my tape player the other day. Oh, Prayer's joined us. Hi, Prayer, buddy. So as Desired by Life, got to say hello there. Because I did not see you originally, so hello. And then they're talking about the hipsters. You know, the vinyl revival is coming back, right? I'm like, did it ever leave? I've been buying vinyl for ages.
Yeah, but
I'm a DJ.
Special,
it's a little different.
Specialist.
Yeah, it's a little different. But yeah, so no. Sorry, Kyle Beckman says 8-track. No.
No.
Never. I actually had an 8-track player in a 72 El Camino that my stepdad had.
Ooh.
And I overwrote some, I don't know. I don't think it was Barry Manilow. It was just some god-awful, horrible thing, and I put Depeche Mode on it. But like, it's really funny because I'll go back, and I think the album, I think it was Speak and Spell was the album, the Depeche Mode album that I put on the 8-track. And actually, sometimes when I listen to one of the songs, I don't remember the song, but when I listen to the song, I actually hear the point where it used to click over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it would just change.
It just changed. Yeah. Exactly. Sounds like Peter's dedicated the 5 gigahertz channel on his new router to the Xbox. Smart man.
Well, that's one way to do it. That's one way to do it. I prefer. So the other thing that my other latest obsession that I've got, speaking of 5 gigahertz networks, is my Roku.
Oh, yes.
Now, I know Xbox does a lot of streaming and does some great stuff.
Yes, it does.
The main reason for me getting it is that I purchased the NFL Sunday Ticket package so that I could watch the Texans play.
Yes.
So I bought the Roku because, looking at the season schedule, I actually had 3 trips when I knew the Texans would be playing and I would want to watch the game and not necessarily have to track down a sports bar. The other thing, too, is that my favorite sports bar here, where I knew I could always go in and get the game on, has shut down. So
yes.
I got tired of kind of fighting to go in and find somebody to play the game. So I did this. And I was watching it on Xbox, and again, it's fantastic. But the Roku, man, I tell you what, it's portable. I got the latest generation USB stick version.
Yep.
And it's not 4K. I don't have the 4K version. I don't even have 4K TV. So for me, that's not a problem. But boy, I'll tell you what, we brewed last Sunday. Beer Team 6 did some brewing
last
Sunday, and I brought it over and plugged that sucker right on in, got on the, it worked for
great.
Most of the time, Rick's Wi-Fi,
because
he's fixed the problems, and it was fantastic. Love it. I actually have 2 in the house now, because
nice.
on the Netflixes, it literally starts the show before you've even clicked the button. It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway.
And you now have everybody saying, or Super Tech Boy has been, ditched the Roku stick.
Well, and people are like, yeah, some people say it's terrible, and I've had no problems.
Yep.
I honestly have not had, that's not true. I had it lock up on me when I first installed it before it was patched. So I was going through and doing the initial setup, and then I was mucking around in it, and it said it needed an update. I said, wait for a little bit. I'm mucking around a little longer, and then it locked up. But then it updated, and it's been fine.
Yep.
My own experience, again, and I'm using it for basically to stream Amazon shows, to stream some Netflix, and then NFL Sunday Ticket, and it's not on all the time.
Yep.
It gets hot. So for me, if it's not in use, I unplug the USB power cable.
There you go.
If I'm not using it, unplug it, it should be good. So
I've always gone away from the sticks for the little hockey pucks, but that's because it's mostly been installed at my house, not going to move it. So
yeah,
sticks are great for when you're out.
So Peter asks, he wants to get one for his mom. Any suggestions for one that does Amazon and Netflix, and a great-grandmother can figure it out? I gave one to the mother-in-law, who is zero tech savvy. I had my brother-in-law install it for her, and been no problems. Had no problems.
Yep.
Super easy, super simple. Anybody can figure it out. That's for me. I do know that there's the Fire Sticks. Those are a big deal as well.
Yep.
The main reason, look, the main reason I went Roku, they had the NFL Sunday Ticket app.
Yep.
It was well rated. That was a choice. It's for me on the footballs. Claudia's joined us.
Yeah, Claudia, she had said go Texans earlier.
Of course she did, because she's a fellow Texans fan. But one defense in the league.
I would actually look at the Roku player, like Super Tech Boy said, they're the boxes, not the sticks.
Yeah.
If it's going to be a kind of permanent.
Yeah, you're using it all the time. It's the mainstay.
Use that.
Replacing it, cutting the cable kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've heard lots of great things about the three.
The four as well. Yeah.
There's like 400,000 reviews of the three on Amazon, and
I've heard some things also about possible over the top cable on Roku's, more than just Sling and PlayStation View and a couple that are out there now. A couple of major cable companies are going to start offering cable on like Roku's and not.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different way. I mean, cutting the cord only to get the cord again, I guess. I don't know.
It is, but it's getting it via internet and you can take it with you.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to, they're starting to look at.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've used the Roku and I've used it in a hotel on hotel Wi-Fi. Granted, it's a weekend, so I'm not dealing with, and it's not a technical conference, so I wasn't dealing with that either. But, you know, I streamed the Texans game from my hotel room. It was fantastic.
Exactly.
Love the fact that I can come over to the brewery where we were brewing. So let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's talk about beer.
Let's talk about beer. Beer.
We brewed. We are out of beer.
We are.
I think I probably have maybe 4 or 5 pints of the Session IPA left.
Oofed.
I do believe the subwoofer has been killed. From our friends over at Hi-Fi Brewing.
I do have 2 6 packs of IPA that Mr. Growler Guy brought up from Phoenix on his last trip.
We've met up how many times?
I know.
Okay. Just saying.
I'll put it this way. It's been nice and cool in my house.
Yeah, because you don't have a heater. Oh, my goodness. So we are brewing competition. So the annual competition is coming up. It's April 15th.
Yeah.
Now, I can't publicly advertise this because it's a private event.
Correct.
But I can say if you're in the Seattle area on April 15th and want to try some of the beers, I might know how to get an invitation to a private event where we compete against other homebrewers to make beer.
Correct.
But again, I cannot publicly invite anybody.
Cannot confirm or deny it either.
What? No, I can confirm that it's April 15th and it's in the Seattle area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So we've got plenty of work to do on beers that we're doing there. So the first thing is we're brewing up. Mm-hmm. So we did 10 gallons of our golden ale, which is a very, very popular beer. We're going to be doing 10 gallons of another beer soon just to fill up what we're missing out on in terms of us having supplies. And then we're going to start actually working on the competition beers. So yes. I'm thinking potentially throwing in the Session IPA.
That would be pretty good.
But it's hard because it's an IPA. There's nothing, other than it's a good IPA, but it's meant to drink all day.
Yeah.
We are thinking about doing something. Now, this is where I'm torn. I'm thinking about maybe going back to the chocolate shake. I did the chocolate shake porter clone. We missed a little bit of the chocolate. It was good, but we missed it. So I'm thinking of going cream stout with that, and then
chocolate cream stout,
a ton of chocolate, but still doing some lactose stuff as well, so it has that kind of chocolate milk, chocolate shake kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about going there. Or the other thing is Ballast Point. Have you heard of Ballast Point Brewing? They're in Bremerton,
not.
I think. They're a Washington area.
Okay.
Brewery. We should go to Conference Room MMV because they actually have it on tap. But they have a coffee vanilla cream ale.
Ooh.
And it's really good. Because I was really worried about the vanilla. Ooh. Because for me, a lot of people overdo the vanilla and it just gets that super rich kind of thing. And then you add the coffee to it and it can get a little overdone sweet. This is fantastic. So I'm thinking maybe going something like this.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where the other team members are.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's cream stout made with Tim Hortons runoff for a true double-double. He's listening to the freaking show and he's not here. Anyway.
I think I should get it.
So we're working on the competition. We haven't decided on what beers we're brewing for competition.
I'm looking at Kolsch.
So are you thinking just a normal Kolsch, a coffee Kolsch?
I was thinking that coffee Kolsch.
From the guys down in Arizona, right?
Yeah, kind of copying what Huss does.
So that when I was down in Arizona, there's a coffee place down there, and they've opened a microbrewery next door.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some cool things where they actually, instead of using water, they use coffee.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking about doing something like that as well, but probably not to the volumes that they do. I have a thing that I think we're still going to have to use water, at least initially, to get some sugars out of grains.
Yes.
But that's what we're investigating. I'm not quite sure that we've figured out exactly what beers we're going to be doing for the competition.
Correct.
Scotch ale.
Coffee scotch ale.
See, there's another one. Chocolate coffee scotch ale. Chocolate coffee.
Vanilla chocolate coffee scotch ale.
A vanilla chocolate coffee scotch ale session IPA. Belgian.
Belgian scotch ale.
A Belgian coffee vanilla scotch ale. Yes.
There we go. We need one of those randomizers.
That's just 90 IBU, just for Mary Jo. Peter says very few coffee beers work out well. Big fan of Central Waters Brewhouse Coffee Stout. That one tastes like an alcoholic cold pressed coffee. Harjit says a Sriracha IPA. Now, we did do something with peppers.
We took
the golden ale and added some Szechuan pepper oil.
Was that red pepper or red IPA or was it golden?
It was the golden ale, I
think.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a red IPA.
No, it was either the golden ale or it was the rye IPA.
With the rye IPA.
I think it might have been the rye IPA.
I thought it was an IPA of some sort, yes.
But the Sriracha would work if we were going for the hipster crowd, right?
Of course. But we know what, we kind of know our, it's the same crowd almost every year, almost. So we kind of know.
Prayer just admonished HJ going, dude, you and your Sriracha.
Nitro coffee beer. Ooh.
So I was thinking of taking that chocolate shake stout, vanilla cream stout, or I don't know.
Oh, and put it on nitro.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. Nice. Because we've got a good recipe for the stout. That's why I'm considering doing it.
Yep.
Because the main thing is that we're getting really, really good now. Beer Team 6 is getting really good at lining up and having good base beers.
Yep.
And then from that point, you move on. One thing we haven't nailed, though, we've done a Kolsch once.
Yeah, but we didn't nail it.
We didn't nail it.
Yeah.
It was good. It was really good.
And maybe I focus on a Scotch Ale and a Kolsch as my kind of entries.
Yeah. Well, we can look at that. Yeah. We can look at that. There's time. The Kolsch is a lager, though. So yep.
That's the one that's going to take a while.
Well, it's not just that it takes a while. It takes up the space.
I know.
Unless you bought a new fridge lately and have one to donate to make a fermenter. You've got to fix a heater.
I got to fix a heater first.
You've got to fix a heater. It's not a heater.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Three work safe words, folks, for next episode, which is in a fortnight's time.
Exactly.
Assuming that we have a show. Because, I mean, one guy's already out on strike. So you never know what can happen.
We can get a replacement for him.
Yeah.
I know a Brit guy.
You know a Brit guy?
I know a Brit guy.
Yeah, but it's more fun when they're Canadian, though, because they bring coffee crisps.
Oh, that's true.
Or Vizio MVP brings him coffee crisp, which I steal.
But there we
anyway.
Go.
So let's see. Oh, my goodness.
Gotten here we go. Two votes for AAA.
Okay, yeah, let's do AAA. Let's do AAA absent excuses.
AAA absent excuses.
Yes, there we AAA go. Absent excuses. That will be the name of the program in a fortnight's time. 2 weeks' time. Back here two Fridays from now at 9 a.m. in the Pacific time zone. That's noon on the eastern side, and don't ask me to figure out. I think that's 5 p.m. in British Standard Time.
Okay.
If my math is correct. Fair Brit heading back to the U.K. at the end of the month. Can take a few Yeah, I'll be getting in touch with you, Fair Brit. Some no Cadburys kidding. For sure.
No kidding.
I need some I really need some Cadburys.
We could probably pay for the extra bag for her to just bring a whole bunch of stuff back.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Bring it all. Bring all the import everything that you're not allowed to bring in. All right, so that the band has struck up. That means that it's
time to get out of here.
Yes, exactly. That's the end of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program. Big thank you to Harjit, Peter Gray, Fair Britt, Vizio MVP, JK, my man Joe Kelly, Frederick Bork Bork Bork, Heather, so fantastic to see you. Hope we see you soon. Super Tech Boy, IT Prayer, Colleen, good to see you. Shouldn't you be working? Kowski, Phil Flint, thanks for joining us. Hope we see you again more and in the chat room. Thanks for being a first-time listener. Desired by Life, Kyle Beckman, Claudia, Nerdpile, Kevin Hoyle, my main man Tom Kupka. Did I say hello to Frederick Pork Pork? Fine. That's it. We'll see you next time. Until then, have a weekend, everybody.
Where did he go again?